he's going to be another unfortunate hellbound person, and I don't mean that as a slam at all. The Mark of the Beast. Let me just show you Computer Source magazine article. This was June 1997. These aren't Bible believers. They just talk about computer technology. Strange Horizons Under Your Skin is called by William Van Winkle. That's his name. But he starts out his argument like this. A man sits in a holding cell deciding. He is the last human without an implant. That network chip, not a chimp, that network chip wired into the brain's base. He cannot exist in virtual space nor conduct any financial transactions. He has no history except in his primitive natural mind and no social identity. In short, he cannot function with the rest of his species, and he must either adapt, accepting the government's implant offer, or die. He feels himself torn and cannot choose, even when he hears the approaching footsteps. And then the guy goes into this article about the technology and computer microchip implants in the brain. He says this, too. The proposition of bringing computers into the human body is no longer fantasy, but fact. People I've surveyed seem unanimously averse to accepting a computer into their bodies, but acceptance is a slow, reluctant process. It begins with medical benefits such as those above. Next month, we'll explore a different option. Would you be willing to implant all your ID and your money under your skin? Developments are afoot that may not only intrigue, but persuade you. This author is actually arguing for it. After a beginning like that, he's actually arguing for it, but he's saying the technology is there, and that's a place to go. But even in Kitsap County, we're already putting microchip implants in dogs. Now, I don't have a problem with that, because a dog is a dog, but a human is a human. You don't treat human beings like dogs. But there's some people that want it. Time magazine talks about the future of money, and big article there. This was April 27, 1998. It says a single electronic card like this may replace everything in your wallet, including your cash, your credit cards, your ATM, your ID cards, your insurance, and your life. And it says your daughter can store the money any way she wants, on her laptop, on a debit card, even in the not-too-distant future, on a chip implanted under her skin. Now, this is not, you know, the Hal Lindsey Report here. This is Time Magazine. See, this is what makes me laugh. Time Magazine, Computer Source Magazine, when they talk about microchip implants controlling your buying or selling that could be put in the head or in the hand, that's just technology. But when you and I or Hal Lindsey or Tim LaHaye talk about it, we're conspiracy nuts. Okay? What makes us a conspiracy nut? Because it isn't going to happen? No. What makes us a conspiracy nut is we're against it, they're for it. Okay? Same thing with the one world government. If you say there's a one world government being formed, you're a conspiracy nut if you're against it. If you're for it, you're brilliant. You may even get a teaching position at Harvard or something. But whatever the case, one world government. United Nations is obviously trying to move us in that direction. The New Republic, a liberal magazine, January 2000, the lead article, America is surrendering its sovereignty to a world government. Hooray. It's written by Robert Wright. He's saying we're going to move towards a one world government. We might as well face it. And he basically says, I think it's a good idea. And he says, world government is coming. Deal with it. And he says, you know, we got to stop making fun of these Christians and people who are arguing that we're moving towards a one world government. He says we ought to just acknowledge it. We are moving there. But then we ought to explain to them why it's a good idea. Okay? The book of Revelation says it's not a good idea. We have the International Criminal Court. Freedom from War document. This was done in the State Department under John F. Kennedy. Okay? The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. It explains the different stages of how each country would disarm and turn over their armaments to the United Nations until in the end each country only has enough military hardware to police its own people. Now, I don't know about you, but as far as I know, tanks aren't supposed to be made for American citizens. They're supposed to be made for other countries. But the UN wants America to have just enough military hardware to take care of Fernandez, but they want a monopoly on the military hardware so that supposedly they'll enforce peace. Book of Revelations says it's not going to be peace that's going to come out of that deal. The International Criminal Court, the economic monopoly, the World Bank, 10 regions. You know the 10 horns, 10 kings of 10 kingdoms in the world government and all? The Club of Rome divided the world into 10 regions. And that was back in, I can't remember if it was 58 or 68, but one of the regions was Europe. And now we have the United States of Europe. Now NAFTA is another one of those regions, the North American Free Trade Association, where the United States, Canada, and Mexico, we're starting to join together. And now we're talking about a common currency. They got the euro dollar in Europe. We're talking about a common currency for the United States, Mexico, and Canada, which if you know the other economies, I'm not too sure it's a good idea. But whatever the case, we're moving towards a stage of 10 regions. And the Bible says in the last days, the leaders of the ten regions will hand over their power to one man, and the Bible refers to him as the lawless one or the Antichrist. All nations are going to invade Israel in the last days. You realize with the United Nations, all it takes is one vote, and if it's a unanimous vote, Zechariah 14 can come about. Now, if all nations invade Israel, we're going to lose. Because one Jew's coming back who can't be beat. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ who's going to protect his people. Wild beasts kill many. Book of Revelation, Revelation 6. I can never understand in one passage. Wild beasts kill. That's not that significant. Not many people get. More people get killed by hippos each year than by crocodiles. I mean, it's not that big of a factor. But now we've got these New Agers that are moving all kinds of nice animals like wolves and grizzly bears into public parks and closer to farmers and their sheep and that type of thing. And we're having more and more encounters with these wild beasts. And usually, a lot of times, it's on government land where you're not even allowed to have a weapon to defend yourself against these attacks. And the scriptures teach in the last 3.5 years before Christ returns, one half of mankind is killed. Except for Noah's flood, nothing like that ever happened. Even with the bubonic plague, the world's population continued to increase at the same rate. What is going to happen that's going to cut mankind's population in half? I think three possibilities: nuclear exchanges, chemical warfare, and then a UN-sponsored extermination project. And you can produce those kinds of numbers. But when all hell is going to break loose on the planet Earth, our King is going to come back. The Lord Jesus is going to return, and he'll reign as King of Kings and as Lord of Lords. Are we living in the last days? I think Jesus made the end time prophecy so vague that every generation thought Jesus could possibly return in my lifetime. But he made them so specific that the last generation will definitely know at one point. Unfortunately, that point is when the Antichrist sits in the temple and proclaims himself to be God, then Jesus says, "Let him who is in Judea flee to the mountains." So he doesn't tell us to flee till halfway through the tribulation. So until that point, we don't know for sure. But let me tell you, they start building the temple. Okay? By the way, I'll come out of the closet. I'm a post-tribber. So maybe you'll understand this statement. I love pre-tribbers. I was trained by pre-tribbers. I think Tim LaHaye's a great guy. Al Lindsey's a great guy. But I'm not into survivalist gear, but if they start building a temple, even I'm going to set aside a little bit of money and start moving in that direction because, certainly I wouldn't want to wait. If I am right, and I hope I'm wrong, and we don't get raptured before the tribulation, certainly I don't want to wait to see CNN, some guy claiming to be God in a temple, and then decide, okay, now it's time to leave. I mean, things would be pretty bad at that point. Whatever the case, we know there's a happy ending. The Lord Jesus returns, and he shall reign over all the earth. And that's good enough for me.